Hello, wonderful people. How are you doing? I hope you must be enjoying your time with your family and friends. So I'm back with a new episode of Be Your Own Hero podcast. And thank you from the bottom of my heart for loving the previous episode of leadership. And are you guys excited for today's episode as well? So let's begin. Dear listeners, I have Monique with me again, you know, and I'm so excited for today's episode. And you know, in the previous episode, I told you guys that we're gonna sit together again and record something amazing for you. So here it is. So welcome back, Monique.
Pleasure having me. And yet again, what we are talking about, leadership. I think that's a very, very tricky topic to talk about.
So, how's everything going lately, Monique? Is everything going good?
It's been going great. Can't complain. We have life, we have hope, you know?
All right. That sounds good. That sounds me, actually. All right. So, what are we going to talk about today? Like, do you have anything in your mind?
I just want to share my experience with forgiveness, as I struggled for years with forgiving. And now I think I can help some people to find that inner part of them to help to forgive and forget, you know?
Wow, that sounds so deep. Even I love this topic so much, because even I have gone through an experience of forgiveness. And I'll tell you guys, just sit and relax and enjoy today's episode. So what do you think about forgiveness? Like some people are out there, they must be thinking, oh really? We need to talk about forgiveness? Are you guys sure? Like, what do you want to say about that? How important forgiveness is?
I think forgiveness plays a vital role in your life when it's someone close to you has done you something and you struggle with that part of your life to forgive them. If that person is not dearest to you or plays that pivotal role in your life, I don't think it will really matter. But we're all human beings, and I think forgiveness, some people tend to forget, like, why do we need to forgive? What does forgiveness do to us? Let's talk.
That's right, Monique. Like, if somebody is really close to us, they do something wrong or did something unintentionally or intentionally, we tend to feel so hurt. Like, sometimes we can't even express it, or sometimes we feel that, oh, I don't care about it. But deep down in your heart, you can't forget about that incident or whatever they have said. So it, with the passage of time, I think it's gonna pile up. So today we're gonna help you guys how you can just release that burden and forgive anyone who has hurt you in your life or who has done something wrong with you or your family. All right, so we're gonna talk some deeper things here. For that, you need to be open-mindedly listening to us and don't judge, as we have talked in the previous episode as well. Like, we don't need to judge others, just listen. You will definitely learn something good from today's episode. So Monique, what would you like to share about forgiveness? If you want to just openly say who has hurt you, or like, it's up to you, like how you want to elaborate forgiveness, what it means to you.
You know, forgiveness, it plays a really important role in my life, as I carried a burden for so long. And the person who I struggled to forgive was my dad. As I mentioned in the previous episodes or podcast, which leadership, I had to be open-minded and be courageous. You have to be courageous. Build that courage to confront that person who meant the dearest to your heart. And just have an open conversation. No judgments.
As you told that you struggle to forgive your dad, and I know parents are really dear to us, they teach us everything, right? So of course it must be hard, and I can't even express it in words, like how harder it could be or it might be for you to forgive your dad. And so how did you do that?
I just had to be honest with myself. I had to be honest. And you know what? Courage plays a very important role. And I wanted that open and genuine relationship with my dad. So I had to build that courage and be honest with myself and not pretend like I didn't care, because I wanted a relationship with him. Both of us, I would say, struggled in forgiving each other. But you know what? One had to be the leader in this situation and come to full terms that, you know what, we need that love. We need to be honest. And in order for that, we had to forgive. But you know what? It wasn't easy. I'm not saying the next day. It takes time. It does take lots of time. It could be years. It could be months. It could be days. It just depends on your personality.
Very well said, Monique. Like, you were saying that one should be courageous enough to forgive others or forgive the person who has hurt you. But yeah, sometimes people just think the other way around. They think that if I'm not forgiving or I'm not caring about other person, that I'm courageous. No, that's not the right thing. Only courageous people can forgive others' mistakes. And you know, we are human beings. We can do many things or some things which can hurt others unintentionally sometimes. We are just doing our thing and somebody or someone can get hurt. We are not talking about only that thing. We are talking about deeper thing. If you are hurt by your family member or your closed one. But yeah, it's easier to forgive those people who are not directly related to us. We can forgive them easily. But it takes a lot of courage when we have to forgive the person whom we are very close, or whoever we like. Here we are talking about your dad, like he's your family member, or we can say that our family starts with our parents, right? So definitely it must have been a hard journey for you, and blessings for you, Monique. So let's bring it to perspective for our listeners, that why should we forgive others? Like, why is it so important to practice forgiveness in their lives? What would you say about that?
For me personally, I just think carrying around that burden all the days of your life, it's just not worth your happiness. You need to be healthy and you need to be happy. And it's like a dark cloud just covering over you. You walk outside, you still know that something deep down is wrong. So I think that when you let that burden go, you just feel like a whole brand new person after that burden is go. And then you continue to make progress, you continue to grow, and you open new horizons, and then you just feel free, whole new person ahead of you.
Absolutely. Because sometimes we feel that, oh, we don't carry any kind of burden, but absolutely, of course, all of us carry a lot of baggage from our like experiences and from our past hurts. So if we release that burden by forgiving that person, then of course, as you said, that we'll be free, we can grow, we can learn more things, we'll be open to more opportunities. So So, dear listeners, so let's make it a little simpler for you guys so that you can understand why we are forcing or enforcing you guys to forgive others in your life. Because sometimes you feel like, okay, I said, if somebody is saying sorry, then I said, okay, it's okay. That's not what we are talking about. We are talking about deep forgiveness. Like, you are forgiving the other person completely and you are not carrying any kind of baggage around that person. So, Monique, could you just elaborate a little bit that what changes took place when you forgave your father, and how did you feel in your heart?
I think that for me personally, I felt like I was set free. During that experience, I could remember clearly also, I was trying to do the driver's test when I first came here, and because of that grudge I had against my dad, it's like I could not pass the exam. But once my dad and I relationship started to progress and the forgiveness started to progress, then I felt so free. I felt so light. I went into that exam and I passed flying colors, no problem, because I knew in the back of my head there was nothing bothering me. I could focus. I could do whatever I want. I started socializing. New opportunities opened for me. I got a new job. I started a new family. Life was just happening for me, and I thought with that baggage, it was all good for me. It was just a new beginning for me.
Monique, I'm really feeling grateful that you have shared your personal experience so open-heartedly for the listeners, so that someone out there who needs to listen to it right now, they must understand the importance of forgiveness in their lives. And even I'll share little experience of mine. And I was attending one online spiritual course, and during that course I was doing a forgiveness practice, and I was thinking, oh, I don't have any grudges against anyone, I'm not carrying any kind of baggage. But when I went through that meditation and practice, I felt so relieved afterwards, and tears were coming down, and I was really feeling so light after releasing all of my grudges and anger and those past bad experiences I was carrying since childhood, or maybe I've gathered during my growing period. But absolutely, if you forgive the other person, then you feel light. And I'll give you one example as well. If you want to fly higher, then you need to leave the baggage or the burden which is bringing you down or holding you down. If you want to touch the sky, just leave the baggage and fly lighter. So now we have come to the end of today's episode. And Monique, would you like to share any thoughts about forgiveness?
Nav, what I will tell you is that forgiveness makes the heart grow fonder and it will set you free. For now, see you in your next podcast. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you so very much, Monique, for sparing your precious time with us. And I just wish all of you that you should consider forgiveness in your life as very important tasks from today onwards. So everybody, forgive others and live freely. On that note, I'll take your leave. Meet you in next episode. Take care. Bye-bye.